The Supreme Court has avoided a major ruling on the use of race in college admissions. The justices sent a Texas case back to a lower court for further scrutiny. Today's decision leaves many of the basic questions about the continued use of affirmative action in colleges unsettled. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General issued a report today criticizing the nonprofit group Big Brothers Big Sisters of America for its handling of $23 million in government grants. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the group received the money from the Justice Department to provide mentoring services for disadvantaged youth.
The Inspector General did not find evidence that Big Brothers Big Sisters had misused the funds, but it did find that the group's accounting was so inadequate that it could not say how the money had been spent. DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz reported that Big Brothers Big Sisters mixed the grants with other funds and didn't require local affiliates to document what they had done with the money. The government has frozen $4 million in grants to the group, pending evidence that it has fixed the problems. In a response, Big Brothers Big Sisters admitted that its oversight of the grants was deficient, but it said it's taking steps to correct that. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Opening statements in the second-degree murder trial of George Zimmerman are continuing today in a Florida courtroom. The defense says Zimmerman shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in self-defense, but prosecutor John Guy says there's no physical evidence the victim went for the shooter's gun.